Good morning. My name is Beth, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to our second half and fiscal year-end 2017 earnings conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, simply press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. David Rudnick, you may begin your conference.
Thank you, Beth. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening to those of you who are joining us from China. Welcome to China Ceramics' six-month of fiscal year-end 2017 earnings conference call. With us today are China Ceramics' Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Xiaodong Huang, and his Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Hen. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Hen, I would like to address forward-looking statements that may be discussed on the call. Forward-looking statements involve risks and uncertainties and include, among others, those regarding revenue, operating expenses, other income and expense, taxes, and future business outlook. Actual future performance, outcomes, and results may differ materially from those expressed in forward-looking statements. The company claims the safe harbor protections for such forward-looking statements as contemplated under the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Please refer to the documents filed by the company with the SEC, specifically the most recent reports on Forms 20F and 6K, which identify important risk factors that could cause actual results to differ from those contained in forward-looking statements. We assume no obligation to update any forward-looking statements or information which speak as of their respective dates. And now it's my pleasure to turn the call over to the company's Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Hen, who will discuss the company's second half 2017 earnings results. Please go ahead, Edmund.
Thank you, David. First of all, I will turn around to Mr. Huang Jiadong, the Chairman and CEO of China Ceramic, and Ms. Wei Jia Dai will be translating for Mr. Huang. Mr. Huang, you may proceed.
谢谢大卫。 我代表公司欢迎大家参加 2017年 下半年的财报电话会议。
Thank you, David. On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome everyone to our second half fiscal 2017 earnings conference call.
2017年 下半年, 由于我们采取了有针对性的积极市场战略, 公司变电的市场环境相比2016年策略好转，基于我们强大的市场影响力和我们奇烂瓷砖的普及，我们成功提高了溢价能力。2017年下半年，公司的收入增长了7.1%， 这主要是由于我们的平均销售价格上涨了 8.5%。 此外，经过本年度资产冲销调整后，我们的资金流保持了合理的强劲水平。
For the second half of 2017, we experienced slightly improved market conditions as compared to the same period of 2016, as we aggressively marketed our products utilizing a targeted strategic approach. We were able to improve our pricing power due to the popularity of our flagship porcelain ceramic tiles, abetted by our strong market presence. Our revenue rose 7.1% for the second half of 2017 from the year-ago period, primarily due to an 8.5% rise in our average selling price. In addition, our cash flow was reasonably strong after adjusting for asset write-up during the year.
在2017年 10月31日、6月的期间， 我们利用了年化产能为 3100万平方米的瓷砖的设备， 而我们前年的总有效产能是6600万平方米瓷砖。 延续过去的做法，我们根据目前的市场环境，维持有限的工厂利用率，以保持较低的运营成本。随着业务环境的改善，我们将启用额外的产能。
For the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2017, we utilized production facilities capable of producing 31 square meters of ceramic tiles. Consistent with our practice in the past quarters, we maintained a reduced utilization of existing plant capacity based on the current market conditions to keep our operating costs low. We intend to bring additional capacity online as the business environment improves.
展望2018年以下的 几个月，我们对商业环境呈现的乐观态度，是由于新土地销售和后续建设，以及政府利用租赁专用住房，平衡中国市城市住房环境的举措，将带来改善的商业环境。从长远来看，我们认为房地产对中国经济和国内增长依然至关重要。我们计划瞄准那些有新房地产开发潜力的中国市场，并将继续与大型房地产开发商建立稳固的关系。
For the remainder of 2018, we are cautiously optimistic about an improved business environment due to new land sales and continued development activities, as well as a government initiative to build rental homes as a means of balancing China's urban residential dynamics. In the long term, we believe that real estate will continue to be vital to China's economy and essential for domestic growth. We plan to target those cities in China that offer potential for new property development and will continue to forge strong relationships with larger property developers.
接下来我想请财务总监谢万先生来详细介绍公司下半年的营收情况，谢谢。
With that, I would like to turn over the call to company's Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Han, who will discuss the company's second half 2017 earnings results in more detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Huang. I will now move on to a more detailed discussion of our financial results for the 6 months ending December 31st, 2017. Our revenue for the 6 months and December 31st, 2017 was RMB 485.3 million or US$72.7 million, an increase of 7.1% from RMB 153.1 million or US$67.1 million for the same period of 2016. The year-over-year increase in revenue was primarily due to the 8.5% increase in the average selling price, or ASP, of the company's ceramics tile product to RMB 27.2, or US$4, in the second half of 2017, as compared to RMB 25.1, or US$3.8. for the same period of 2016, which was partially offset by the 1.2% decrease in sales volume to 17.9 million square meters of ceramic tiles in the second half of 2017 from 18.1 million square meters of ceramic tiles in the second half of 2016. Gross profit for the 6 months end December 31st, 2017, was RMB 57.8 million, or US$8.7 million, as compared to a gross loss of RMB 80.3 million, or US$11.9 million, for the same period of 2016. The gross profit margin was 11.9% for the 6 month end, December 31st, 2017, as compared to a 17.7% gross loss margin for the same period of 2016, which was attributable to a later period's 28% decrease in ASP of the company's ceramic tiles, resulting from price cuts to spur the sales of slow-moving inventories, and the RMB 59.4 million or US$8.9 million write-off of inventory in that period. Other income for the 6 months end, December 31st, 2017, was RMB 7.3 million or US$1.1 million, as compared to RMB 7 million or US$1 million for the same period of 2016. Other income mainly consisted of rental income the company received by leasing out one of the production lines from its Hengdeli facility, pursuant to an 8-year lease contract. Selling expenses for the 6 month end, December 31st, 2017, were RMB 6.1 million or US$0.9 million as compared to RMB 5.8 million or US$0.8 million for the same period of 2016. The year-over-year decrease in our selling expenses was mainly due to a decrease in advertising, the travel, and travel expenses. Administrative expenses for the 6 month end, December 31st, 2017, were RMB 79.8 million or US$12.1 million, as compared to RMB 35 million or US$5.2 million for the same period of 2016. The year-over-year decrease in administrative expenses was primarily due to the write-off of bad debt due to what we view as uncollectible debt associated with our vendors. Loss from asset devaluation resulting from an impairment of non-current assets for the 6 month end, December 31st, 2017, was RMB 36.7 million or US$5.5 million as compared to RMB 230.4 million or US$34.3 million for the same period of 2016. The loss from asset devaluation resulted from an impairment of non-current assets due to decelerating growth in China and an expected contraction in the demand for the company's products. Net loss for the 6 month end, December 31st, 2017, was RMB 82.2 million or US$12.4 million, as a net loss of RMB 351.3 million. Or US$52.4 million for the same period of 2016. The decrease in net loss was mainly due to increased gross profit and a lower loss from asset devaluation for the 6 month end, December 31st, 2017, as compared to the same period of 2016. Loss per basic and fully diluted share for the 6 month end, December 31st, 2017, on both a basic and fully diluted basis, were RMB 24.29 or US$3.66, as compared to basic and fully diluted earnings per share of RMB 127.47 or US$18.99 for the same period of 2016. Turning to our balance sheet, as of December 31st, 2017, we had a cash and bank balances of RMB 2.3 million or US dollar 0.4 million as compared to RMB 0.1 million or US dollar 0.01 million as of December 31st, 2016. Our short-term bank borrowings were nil as of both periods. As of December 31st, 2017, our inventory turn was 95 days as compared to 108 days as of December 31st, 2016. We had the reversal of inventory impairment of RMB 2.73 million in 2017 as a result of an improved inventory turnover, but due to increased sales. Subsequent to the RMB 75.1 million of inventory that was impaired for the year end, December 31st, 2016, we believe that the value of our current inventory is realizable. Our trade receivable turnover as of December 31st, 2017 was 206 days compared with 209 days as of fiscal year end 2016. The increase in trade receivables turnover days was primarily due to a continued difficult economic environment, which has prompted us to offer extended credit terms to certain customers, resulting in a higher trade receivable turnover figure than normal. Trade payable turnover, net of value-added tax, was 32 days as of December 31st, 2017, compared with 51 days as of December 31st, 2016. The average turnover days was within the normal credit period of 1 to 4 months granted by our suppliers. In terms of our plant utilization and capacity, for the fiscal year end December 31st, 2017, we utilized the plant's capacity capable of producing 31 million square meters of ceramic tiles annually out of a total effective annual production capacity of 66 million square meters of ceramic tiles. Our Hainan facility now has an annual production capacity of 37 million square meters of ceramic tiles as a result of two old furnaces having been put out of use in the facility. The company utilized production capacity capable of producing 9.6 million square meters of ceramic tiles for the 6 month end December 31st, 2017, and 18.2 million square meters of ceramic tiles for the entire fiscal year 2017. Our Hainan facility has an annual production capacity of 29 million square meters, not including the leasing out of production capacity to a third party. And we utilize the production capacity capable of producing 7.7 million square meters of ceramic tiles for the 6 month end December 31st, 2017, and 12.7 million square meters of ceramic tiles for the entire fiscal year 2017. Our annual production capacity has been effectively reduced from 72 million square meters of ceramic tiles to 66 million square meters of ceramic tiles due to an 8-year contract to lease out one of the production lines from our Hainan facility that we entered into March 2016. We will bring our unused production capacity online as customer demand dictates and when there are signs of improvement in China's domestic and construction sector. We incurred RMB 5.6 million or US dollar 0.9 million in capital expenditure attributable to the purchase of a kiln, RMB 4.9 million and the self-realization tower for RMB 0.7 million for the year end December 31st, 2017. Although business conditions are subject to change, looking ahead to the remainder of 2018, we anticipate a low level of capital expenditures given the currently challenging market conditions. Moving on to our business outlook. In fiscal 2017, we increased the pricing of our ceramic tile products by 10% each in April and July, respectively. This followed a 20% decrease in prices of our slow-moving products beginning on October 1st, 2016. That was instituted in an effort to convert some of our inventory into cash. Our renewed pricing strength in fiscal 2017 was generally accepted by the marketplace as our fiscal 2017. Sales volume increased 10.6% from fiscal 2016. Looking ahead to the remainder of 2018, we expect conditions to slowly improve with an expansion in residential land supply, which will ultimately result in real estate development, especially in certain Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. In addition, the Chinese government began a program to increase the development of rental homes, affordable housing, and housing co-owned by individual and the state to help stem real estate speculation. There have also been efforts to develop rural land into rental housing, which could help to address housing shortage and stabilize price increase in Tier 1 and Tier 2 cities. This initiative could lead to an additional real estate development and help to offset inventory decline in certain regions. In addition, local government have begun to go forward with construction projects, which has resulted in property investment growth. In the long term, we believe that the real estate sector continues to be vital to sustaining China's strong economic growth, since it is an important component of China's GDP. We typically receive orders from customers 2 months in advance of production on a rolling basis. We entered into dealership agreements with customers and a sales or purchase contract each time a customer places an order. As of December 31st, 2017, our backlog was approximately RMB 70.7 million or US dollar 10.8 million, which represents approximately the next 2 months of revenue. This as compares to a backlog of approximately RMB 61.4 million or US dollar 8.9 million as of December 31st, 2016, a year-over-year increase of 15.1%. Under normal circumstances, our backlog is an indicator of revenue that might be expected in the next quarter. Though it is subject to change due to unforeseen business conditions and events including credit payment terms. We view the growth of real estate sector and our building materials sector as sustainable since China's urbanization, where the population continues to shift from rural to urban areas, serves as its foundation. In addition, urbanization is expected to lead to a more consumption-driven economy, a key objective of government policy. We have refocused our effort to where we see active real estate development and where property developer use our product as part of their finished home products. We believe we have a competitive advantage in our sector due to our comprehensive product platform, customization capabilities, marketing expertise, and strong reputation. Our goal for the year ahead is to continue strategically penetrate regions with sound fundamentals and generate sustainable sales volume consistent with current real estate development trends. In an event that occurred after our December 31st, 2017 fiscal year end, on April 24, 2018, we went effectively with a capital raise of US$1.2 million in capital raise through the sales of 770 and 299 shares of common stock at a purchase price of US$1.56 per share to certain individual investors. Proceeds from the offering shall be used for working capital and generation of corporate purposes. The offering was planned pursuant to a previously filed and effectively registration statement and prospectus supplement. At this point, we would like to open up the call to any question pertaining to our second half and fiscal year end 2017 financial results. Operator, please.
If you would like to ask a question, star 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Your first question comes from the line of Howard Flinker. Your line is open.
Thank you. 你们好，大家好。
你好。
Edmund, you said that prices were up 5% in the second half. The earning release says you raised prices 10% two times. What? How much were prices up in the second half? Weren't they up two times 10%?
Because not every product increased by 10%, and also by product mix, on average, our price has just increased about 5% for the second half.
Oh, so you mean 10% for half a year equals 5%? But 10% annualized. And second, you reported a pre-tax loss of about $11.5 million in the second half. And your write-offs of receivables and plant and inventory were about $16 or $17 million. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Together. So if I exclude the write-offs, you actually made some money. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can see on the press release, the adjusted EBITDA is positive 43 million RMB.
Yeah. Is that for the second half or for the whole year? I overlooked it.
Yeah, this is for the whole year.
So the and the adjusted EBITDA for the second half was also positive.
Yes.
And EBITDA, your depreciation and amortization is very small, and you have no interest. So that is almost all of your pre-tax profit. Is that correct? In the second half.
Yes, approximately like that.
Okay, thank you. 谢谢你们啊。
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of James Kahn. Your line is open.
你好. My first question is, do you anticipate needing to raise cash again in 2018?
I'm not sure, but there's high chance that we are not going to raise the money in 2018. It all depends on the economic situation.
Okay, thank you. And my second question is, in the United States tax law, you can have tax loss carry forwards with a loss. Is it the same thing in China, so that assuming you start to make money at some point, this year, next year, whenever, you won't have to pay taxes on it because you can carry forward your tax loss from prior years? Is that right in China?
It is similar, but China has a lot of restrictions, so the tax loss will be much smaller than you think, what you calculate from U.S.
Okay. Can you tell me about how much smaller?
I have to go into detail for that.
Probably okay.
We can have a separate discussion on this matter.
Okay. Thank you.
We have a follow-up question from Howard Flinker. Your line is open.
Is the main difference between the use of tax loss carryforwards in China and the U.S. that in China you have to spread them out over a longer period of time?
Yes. And also the deductible for the tax loss is not as dynamic as in U.S. So there's a lot of restriction item in China. So we may have a separate discussion on this, so we can go into detail.
Okay.
For the conversion.
Okay. 谢谢你.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, star 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions. Turn the call. Oh, we do have a follow-up question from James Kahn. Your line is open.
Follow-up question. I noticed in looking at the balance sheet that your I'm trying to find it. You have a net current value of in U.S. dollars of about $91 million. Is that correct? Of assets, net of liabilities.
You mean the balance sheet of our yes, 90. You mean the non-current asset of the property and equipment?
Yes, the net current assets, yes. It says renminbi,
yes.
597 million, U.S. dollar, 91 million.
You mean the net current assets?
Yes, that's right.
Around 91 million U.S. dollar.
Okay, so in terms of valuing your company, even though, of course, I would not like it ever to be liquidated, if you were to liquidate your company, if you decided to shut down business and give the money back to the shareholders, is that the what do you think is the realizable value of the entire business assets and the like?
I will definitely tell you if the company one day go into liquidation, but not now.
You said you would tell me if the company does go into liquidation, but you will not tell me now. Is that what you're saying?
Correct, because we do not have a plan for the liquidation.
No, of course not. I meant in terms of perceiving this as a valuable company. If it's worth a lot more in net current assets and in its liquidation value is in excess of its share price, that is something that we can consider in valuing the shares. Do you agree?
Yes, you may. For the net asset, you may value the. You you may see the company's value for its net assets. It is a common estimate for every company.
Right. So I would close by saying that in the United States, it's very rare to find a company like yours whose net current assets are so much greater than the share price. Net current assets per share are so much greater than the share price, which suggests to me that your company may still be very undervalued.
That we all think so. The company is undervalued.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Paul Sons. Your line is open.
Good morning. I saw that you there was a provision for bad debt, and so you wrote off a certain amount of bad debt. I wondered, in the receivables that you have in the current assets, could you comment on how you're doing in converting the receivables to cash, and whether you're making progress there, or is the level of receivables staying constant? How do you see the debts from your customers? And do you still see that you have to offer terms in order to make sales?
We change the terms from time to time. As you can see, we for the difficulty period, for those we have a long-time relationship and we believe that they have ability to pay, we can provide a longer period for them for the credit terms. But when we notice there's some dangers in difficulties in collecting the money, we may ask for some strengthened rules for them and ask them to pay back us as soon as possible. But most of our customer has a very long time relationship. And in this very difficult economic situation, we understand some of the customer is also in difficult. So we, for whatever we can see, we will deal with them and work with them to collect the money.
Yeah. What's the average age of the receivable?
As you can see from our press release, it's about 206 days.
206?
Yeah, the receivable turnover.
Is that been lengthening or going shorter?
If we maintain about the same level as last year.
I see. So in general, you feel that your receivables are going to diminish over the next few months, or do you feel like your receivables will just stay the same?
We will feel for the coming 1 or 2 months the receivable will be staying about at the same level. And we will try to keep it at about the same level because we found the current level is good for our customer and us at this point.
Thank you. Thank you.
There are no further questions. I'll turn the call back to our presenters for closing remarks.
On behalf of the entire Sauna Ceramics management team, we want to thank all of you for your interest and participation on this call. This concludes Sauna Ceramics' second half and fiscal year end 2017 earnings call. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect. Thank you.